Luke 19, verse 1 to 10 says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was so short, he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
Thank you, Ethan. Brilliant.
So we're going to be thinking a little bit this morning about this whole word confession. What does it mean? Particularly when we think about our prayer life, our communicating with God. I don't know about you, you may be sitting there thinking, oh, I really wish I'd kind of dodged this morning. Let's be honest, confession, it's not one of those things, yes, please, pick me. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, actually, I have no idea what the word confession means. People say it a lot when, you know, when they gather as church and we hear it as something we should do. But actually, I have no idea what he's talking about. Maybe it's something you understand, but you just actually think kind of, yeah, but I'm all right. I don't need to confess anything. I completely understand it and get it and everything like that. But actually, I'm doing all right. There's no problem with me. Nothing I've got to consider. If we ask the question, what does mean to confess? What is the word talking about? It's about admitting and declaring something. Admitting or declaring something. And I want us to think about those two kind of outworkings this morning. About how maybe we need to declare things, but also we maybe need to admit things. It's that whole idea of, you know, I want to confess. You know, I am Spartacus. That kind of declaration of something. Maybe in terms of what we believe, what we recognize, but also maybe in terms of what we've done. And something we're, as we'll come on to, maybe not too pleased with. If we think about the first one in terms of declaring, for us, when we think about confessing, it's about declaring, as we've done already this morning, kind of you are God. It's declaring the fact that we don't gather here on a Sunday just because we feel we kind of should or because someone told us to, but actually because we want to declare together that there is one true God. There is no one but him. And as I was reflecting on this and thinking about this week, that's quite big, actually. Because there's many people in the world today who, for them to do that, is going to actually put their lives in danger. We get to turn up on a Sunday. We sit on a comfy seat. You know, we've got some fans on because it's too hot and we're complaining and all that sort of stuff. You know, and it's lovely and we can sing songs and we can have a bit of fun and that sort of thing. And then afterwards we can go and have a drink and too many biscuits, and that's just the adults, and then we can go home, and life is great. But for many, for them to be able to even think about doing something like this, it would potentially put their lives in danger, because people say you can't do that where they're living. They're not allowed to do that. And it's not just something that happened a long time ago, but that is still happening in 2016. It's that whole challenge of how are we going to recognize the freedom that we have, but also the opportunity to declare that God is God. Amen? Amen means I agree, doesn't it? So you agree with that. Well, it's about declaring God's victory. Amen? Amen. Declaring God's power. Amen. You can sound more convinced if you want to. You don't have to. Declaring God's magnificence. Amen. Declaring God's wonder. Amen. Declaring God's abundance. Declaring God's provision. We're even off again now. Declaring God's strength. Amen. Declaring God's guidance. Amen. Declaring God's holiness. Amen. Declaring God's might. Amen. Declaring God's faithfulness. Amen. Declaring God's grace. Amen. Declaring God's excellence. Amen. Declaring God's beauty. Amen. Declaring God's dedication. Amen. Declaring God's forgiveness. I could go on, you know, this isn't an exhausted list and that's it. Sorry, that's all that God is, you know, sorry. It's not like that at all. We said earlier when we tried to do the alphabet, actually we can't, you know, describe God fully. We can never really explain how amazing he is because they just are human words. and they will never truly capture all that God is. But it's that opportunity for us to actually say, how am I going to declare God for who he is as I go through my life? As you maybe pause, maybe daily, you have a time, some people do, where they will maybe try and read the Bible, maybe they'll pray. Actually, it's about declaring God's greatness. So I'm going to declare that you are the one true God, that you are mighty, that you are excellent, whatever words you want to use. Maybe it's, you know, as you're driving around in your car, actually, you can just simply state how awesome God is. Again, you can do it in, you know, however you feel comfortable, whatever flows out of your mouth. But actually declaring, confessing that there is no one like him. Maybe that's something that you sit there and go, yeah, I do that all the time. For me, that's really challenged me this week, because actually I don't think I often do that. As we'll come on when we think later on in August, you know, we often come with our list of things that we want God to do first when we think about prayer. We come with you know, the trials, and probably for other people, actually, maybe sometimes we just need to confess, God, you're God. The other aspect, though, of confession, maybe the one that instantly comes to mind more often, is that whole idea of owning up, of confessing that I've done something wrong. That whole idea when we, you know, saying sorry to God. But obviously the key with confessing and owning up and saying sorry is that saying sorry is not enough if we're going to instantly go out and do it again. And there's various nods from, I imagine, probably parents who kind of go, yes, I've said that many times over the years. You know, it's one thing to say, I'm sorry I did this, but it's actually about making that choice. I'm going to try and not do it again. We look at the story of Zacchaeus, and you kind of wonder what came next for him. We don't actually know, do we? Because it kind of ends at that point. We don't know whether his life, you know, continued in that same way. We don't know the outworkings, the next chapter in his story. I mean, in many ways, it doesn't actually matter, because it's between him and God what happened next. But it wasn't just enough to make that decision on that day. He needed to then outwork it and continue to try and live for God. And for each one of us, it's that whole challenge of saying, how am I going to try and change the future, not the past? So not just thinking about what's gone on before, but actually what's coming ahead. It's also, I think, realizing that we don't let God into any secrets. Has anyone ever been asked to keep a secret? Okay. Keep your hand up if you're good at keeping secrets. I love the fact that more hands have gone up at that point from people who weren't asked to keep secrets. It's not like when we confess, it's not like we let God into a secret. You know, it's like, I'm going to confess, I'm going to own up that I've done this wrong, God. And God's like going, wow, I never knew that. That's really bad. Or I didn't really, It's not like we're letting God into something that he didn't already know. Jesus knew who Zacchaeus was. As people are saying, you know, he's gone to be the house of the sinner. Jesus wasn't sitting there going, oh, I have, haven't I? Oh, dear, I didn't realize that. What have I done? He knew whose house he'd gone to. He knew who Zacchaeus was. When we confess, it's about us owning up to what we've done and recognizing with God, hopefully, that we don't want to try and do it again, whatever that means for us. I want to try and explain kind of what this kind of looks like in our lives, though, for a moment. And to think about not just about kind of what it kind of, you know, the whole idea of confessing, but also then what follows on afterwards. I want you to imagine, okay, as we all go through life, we all will have a nice bag of some description. You know, if you want to have a pink bag, that's fine. If you want to have kind of a bright green bag, that's fine. If you want to have one that's covered in sparkly things, that's fine. You know, you imagine the perfect bag for you, okay? And as we go through life, it's this whole thing that we do things that don't please God. It might be things we say, and we collect these in our bag as we go along. So we might say some stuff to some people. It might be that we do some things to people. It might be the fact that we just think things, so no one else actually knows. And maybe actually we do quite a lot of that. And we think about how, you know, well, they're not very nice, and they shouldn't do that, and all those sorts of things. Maybe it's as we're driving around in the car, you know, and we get cut up, and we don't just go, bless you. We do something else entirely. Or it's that whole thing when people try and, you know, there's two lanes going into one, you know, and there's always those people who scoot down the lane that everyone else has got out of, because you're not going to be in that, and they're determined to squeeze in. You've queued for hours, and they're still trying to, yes. But all these things, maybe it's the fact that at school, you know, someone says something that, you know, or they kind of barge into you, and you push them back. Or you take something that's not yours, and you kind of think, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? You know, that little extra bit, you know, I don't really need to fill out my tax return completely, do I? Because that's like, was a gift, really, I'm sure. Yeah. And we add these things into our lives. And the challenge is that it slowly fills up our bag, so that that's all that is in there. And these things slowly will drag us down. And maybe some of these things, I say, are things that only we know about, and God. You know, the person sitting next to you has no idea, maybe, the kind of things that go into your bag. Maybe even your parents don't know. Maybe even your husband or your wife don't know. Some of the things that actually go in, things we do, things we say, things that, I like to think of it, don't put a smile on God's face. Because hopefully we want to live in a way that is going to put a massive beaming grin on God's face. As he looks at us and he just goes, wow, you're amazing. And I'm just so pleased and excited for the way you're trying to live your life. Whereas I don't think these things do that. And the challenge for us when we confess is about taking these things and placing them at the foot of the cross, giving them over to Jesus. It's not just about tipping the bag out. It's actually about going, well, those people who go down that lane and try and cut in when the rest have been queuing for ages, Lord, I'm sorry about that. And that guy that did it. And that guy as well. And that one. I'm sorry that actually I haven't been quite honest with the way I've maybe done my finances and that sort of thing. Or the thoughts that I've had about other people. I'm sorry about those as well. And kind of, you know, maybe the things that I've taken that aren't mine, or the gossip that I've been involved in, and I've actually added to, because it's quite fun, really, you know, and I've actually said things as well. And it's bringing each of these things out, recognizing what they are, and saying, Jesus, I'm sorry for these things. Will you forgive me? Will you help me to live a different way? And actually putting them down at the foot of the cross so that we can then continue on our journey through life. But it's not just that, because I said there's two parts. One thing is actually confessing these things. But the thing we also need to do is make sure we don't do this, which I think we often do. We then kind of go, I'm going to confess these things, but then actually I'm going to put them right back in my bag because I quite like them. Yes, I like gossiping. I like actually having a little bit of, you know, and actually that money, well, I worked for it. I want to keep it, you know. And we very easily, maybe we put these things up, but then we just kind of put them back in. And we keep doing these things. And that's this whole idea of actually, it's saying, I want to actually change. I don't just want to say sorry, but I actually want to walk a different way as I live my life. And so as we put these things at the foot of the cross, it's then saying, I want to pick up the things that Jesus has for me. I want to actually read his word. I want to engage in the things that he has for me. I want to meet with my family here at church. I want to come on a Sunday. Maybe I'll even come twice. Maybe I'll even go crazy and come three times. And not because I have to, but actually because I want to. Maybe I'll meet with other people in the week. Maybe I'll think about how I can listen to things online. Can I listen to sermons or podcasts or that sort of thing? Can I be part of, you know, the youth group? Can I come to after school club? Can I think to say, how can I put on the full armour of God each day as I live my life? How can I cram my bag full of these things? So that ultimately, there is no space. Or actually, as soon as I start putting in these other things, well, I'm instantly full, and actually they're instantly there in front of me. And I then need to deal with them again. Because I want God to fill my life. I don't want to get caught up in all this other stuff. But I think so often, we maybe either try and cram that in here, or we don't want to let go of things. Or we confess because we do it on a Sunday as a creative act, and it's something we all do together, and we all feel good, and everyone will notice me. But actually on Monday morning, I'm going to do something completely different and carry on the way I was. We're going to think a little bit more on this in a moment in terms of actually some practical steps. But it's that challenge to say, how are we going to confess who God is? Recognizing, declaring how amazing he is. But also, how am I going to confess the things that aren't right within my life? Laying them at the foot of the cross, leaving them there, endeavoring to walk in a different way, the way that Jesus sets before us for his glory. So we're going to pick that up in a moment. But first, we're going to in replace of those things that maybe we put down. And I've got four very quick thoughts to set before you. You may want to think of four fingers. You may use two arms, two legs, whatever. But four things just to clock, maybe as we're thinking about how do we take this forward. So we don't just go, that was a great Sunday morning. Yeah, Ed had some more random bits out the front. And we all moved around and proved that we're British generally by forming an orderly queue and all that sort of thing. And then we went home. When we think about confession, firstly, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Jesus' death on the cross and the fact that he rose again means that we have been forgiven. Jesus died in our place. Okay, that is history. That is, you know, written in stone. That, you know, it's not debatable. It's not something that is opinion. It's fact. We read about it in the Word of God. And for us, it's remembering that fact that confessing doesn't make God love us any more. You know, it's not that if I confess, then suddenly I'm higher up the pecking order. But actually, I'm forgiven. There's that opportunity before us. You know, for Zacchaeus, it says, you know, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. That's what, you know, that's what Jesus came to do. Every single one of us can be forgiven. We just need to receive it and be willing to lay those things at the foot of the cross. So forgiveness. Direction. Zacchaeus, okay, I said we don't know what came next, do we? We don't know the next part of the story. We don't know whether he massively changed or whether he slipped back into his old ways. Part of confessing is about stopping and going, I don't want to do this anymore. And not just happily saying, oh yeah, sorry, and then moving on. But actually, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And actually asking God to help us, you know, rather than going, well, that's just not possible because I'm always going to do it because I always have, and it's something I've struggled with for years maybe. But actually going, no, I want your help, God, your power, your Holy Spirit power in my life so that I can walk a new direction with you. So forgiveness, direction, connection. Sometimes when we say sorry, when we confess to God, it might mean we actually need to go and connect with someone else. And there may be those occasions where we actually need to go and go, actually, I'm really sorry I did this. We're confessing to God, but actually we need to connect with someone else, maybe own up. That's not always the case, and that's where we need to try and use our judgment, because sometimes we may have done something and they may be not know about it. We need to put right what we can, but we don't maybe don't want to stir stuff up. And it's difficult sometimes to work out which is which. But maybe there are those times, and there often are, when we need to actually connect and go, actually, I'm really sorry I did that. And just kind of put a line there. Not because, I'm sorry because I did this. And you know, actually, I'm sorry. I want to connect in a right way with you again. Again, we see Zacchaeus. He gave half his possessions to the poor, paid back four times anyone he cheated. He practically made a difference and connected. So forgiveness, direction, connection, and freedom. There is nothing that we can do. There's no bit of black stuff that we can pick up and put in our bag that is so bad that God will not want to know us. I wonder whether sometimes we think that's the case though. We think that there are some things that are just too bad. But it's that challenge for us to remember, actually, no, we are free in Christ Jesus. And every single thing that we do, every little bit that we pick up, whether it's something that people know about, whether it's something that only happens in our life, maybe something we think or something we do that no one else is aware of, if we come and we lay it at the foot of the cross and we're serious, saying, Jesus, I want you to help me. I want your forgiveness. I want to walk in that new direction. Then we can leave it there. Whatever anyone else might tell us, whatever our mind might be saying, whatever the evil one might be trying to influence us, actually there is nothing because we have that freedom. Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector. He was a sinner. But yet salvation came to that help. I wonder this morning whether we need, maybe going back to the first part, maybe we need to declare God more in our lives. Maybe we actually need to start declaring who God is, how amazing he is, all that he is to us. Maybe we need to admit some stuff to God this morning. Maybe in our lives, in an ongoing way, there are things that we need to lay before God. We're going to play a short piece of music. The words will be on the screen. You may just want to close your eyes, you may want to listen, you may want to follow them. It's called Victorious. And I think it kind of picks up both parts, really, recognizing that actually, you know, God is victorious. But also it's because of that victory that we're able to come and confess and bring all the things that we do in our lives.